بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ووجدك عائلا فأغنى. In the previous ayat in the surah Al-Duha, which we are doing, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala first took qasam of the brightness of the day and the darkness of the night and the various explanations that came with that, and that Allah Ta'ala, through this present time of difficulty which you are going to and you find yourself to be like despondent, that does not mean at all that Allah has forsaken you, Allah has given you up. But you are going through this difficult time, and soon in this world we will open great, great openings for you. And the important point that we have to note is at all times, when difficult times come, also to observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And then we pass through that phase, then Allah brings the opening. And when the opening comes, and again we are living in good conditions, then also to observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, that is most important. And then Allah Ta'ala explained two aspects before this one. One was that we found you that you are an orphan, but then we gave you your refuge and we gave you your protection. Second is, we found that you were without knowledge and we gave you knowledge, deep knowledge of deen. And the third year, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains that وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا or فَعَيَتُشْكُ مُفْلِسٍ, and we found you to be without any money. You were poor, فَأَغْنَى, and then we made you rich as well. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an orphan. Consequently, they were very poor also, so poor that, as it was the custom amongst the people of Makkah and the Arabs, that small babies who were just born were taken to the countryside for weaning, for breastfeeding, for milk, so that they get the fresh air of the countryside and also the pure environment of the countryside compared to a city environment. So at that time, nobody wished to take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because they felt that this family is poor, we won't get any money or we won't get anything much from here. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grew up in this poverty and in this poorness. But then Allah Ta'ala made him wealthy even before Nabuwat. When he took the business journey for Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he made a very good profit, and Allah had given him plenty in that. And impressed by that, and other seeing his character and his morals, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha offered to marry Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she was a very wealthy widow of Mecca. When they got married, all her wealth she gave to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah made him wealthy again. But all this wealth Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not use at all for himself, but he used it for others. He spent it continuously on other people. And then finally, when Allah Ta'ala took him to Madinatul Munawwara and the work of deen had started, and then great land and countries came under the control of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time also we see that now with all this riches pouring into Madinatul Munawwara, it did not change the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the least. But and all that also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent it on to other people. And even today we cannot find a match for it, a parallel, how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave people. Whole herds of camels, of animals, vast, huge pieces of land he just gave away to other people. So that was how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from his very poor, from rags to riches, how Allah Ta'ala had made him wealthy. And the greatest wealth that Allah Ta'ala had given him was al-ghina, ghina nafs, that the real wealth, a real independence is to be independent from the heart. that though a person doesn't have, but he doesn't depend on other people. He doesn't ask of other people. He stays completely independent. That is the greatest. And Allah Ta'ala, who is Rabbul Alameen, and who is Ghaniyun Anil Alameen, Allah who is the creator, sustainer, nourisher of the entire universe. Allah is totally independent. Allah needs nothing from His, from the creation. So Allah, what, how much Allah had put into the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this independence that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the poet in Qasida Burda Sharif says, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in need of the most wealth because he had to spread deen in the whole world till the day of Qiyamah. And today when we think of anything of spreading deen, doing work of deen, we feel we need a budget, we have to collect money. Then from this we will do the effort of deen. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who needed the greatest amount, but he stayed totally independent. So much so that Allah offered to make the mountains of Makkah Sharif gold for him. And they would travel with him wherever he go and he could spend it freely. He preferred to stay one day poor and beg of Allah for his needs. And on the other day that he fulfills his stomach and makes shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is how Allah ta'ala took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all aspects, from being an orphan, from being a person without knowledge. He was Nabiya Ummi. He was not taught by any person in this world. Allah gave him so great knowledge that the whole world's knowledge cannot compare with his. And Allah, he was poor. How Allah Ta'ala made him rich and Allah made him wealthy in this world already, and of course in the year after. And outward material wealth which we look at, and more than that, that Allah made him independent in his heart, and he did not depend on anyone, and he did not expect any favors from anyone, but he just served the deen of Allah Ta'ala solely for the pleasure of Allah, and whatever he got, he would spend it. So much so that one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and asked for some money. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him. Second time he asked, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him. Third time, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whatever I had, I've given it all away. I've got nothing. And remember that for you to earn your own and to be independent is much more better than of asking for other people. So to help others is also our duty. And for ourselves, we should not be dependent, go on begging from people, expecting favors from people. We should try and be independent. May Allah Ta'ala let us. And the important point in all this is, with all these difficult conditions, fulfill the commandments of Allah, then Allah gives all this barakat. And that applies to us also today. When difficult conditions come, don't let us resort to some other dubious ways which are away from the commands of Allah, away from Sharia. Immediately we see that we can sort out that problem with that in the shortcut, in the wrong way, but in the long term that causes us endless problems. And if we stick to the commandments of Allah, especially in those difficult times, which is very hard, then Allah opens such doors that a person could never ever even dream of such doors. May Allah give us the reality of Iman and to trust on Allah and to do what we are supposed to do, the right things. May Allah give us all tawfiq.